Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Dori Shafrir.
And I'm Kate Spencer.
And we're not experts.
But we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
We sure do. And the serums that we talk about, or any products that we talk about, are always on our website, forever35podcast.com. We also want to mention that we have a new daily podcast called Here For You that will be running as long as people are stuck in their homes. And we also are the producers of another podcast, Gee Thanks Just Bought It, hosted by Caroline Moss, which if you haven't checked out yet, you should check it out.
And you can call us at 781-591-0390, or you can email us at forever35podcast@gmail.com.
And if you want to continue the conversation, you can join our Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/forever35podcast.
And, you know, you can follow us on Instagram at forever35podcast and on Twitter at forever35pod. And we love a review. We love a review. Hit us up on the Apple Podcast. Tell a friend. Talk
even
to
just
us on
a
social
rating.
Media.
Yeah. Just
whatever
click
you got.
That 5 stars, you know?
Please smash the 5 stars.
Smash the 5 stars.
Greetings, Dori.
Greetings, Kate.
How are you?
You know, I'm okay.
Good. I love to
hear
that.
How are you?
I'm okay. You know, I realized...
That's a very drawn out okay.
It was a lie. It was a lie.
Yeah. Oh, you know, okay.
No, you know what I realized today is that I just started my period, which I feel like... For those people who menstruate, menstruating during self-isolation, it's a whole thing, I think. It's a little bit different than going out. Now, on one hand, it's nice because I can just like moan alone in my house. But on the other hand, I'm moaning alone in my house with my children listening to me. So anyway, I've been especially emotional today. Like one of my kids started, had their first kind of class Zoom chat with all her classmates, and I kept tearing up watching them, you know. And then so everything is heightened because I am experiencing my cycle.
That was me last week, so I feel you.
Yeah, you know, it's a whole thing. But I did want to actually mention a product.
Mm-hmm.
I put on the Inky Lists Hyaluronic Acid before I put on my moisturizer at night the other night, and I noticed a massive difference when I woke up in the morning on my skin. So
really,
I just,
massive difference.
It was like smooth and supple. I struggle with hydration in my skin. My skin's always a little bit dry in certain spots, and so and I haven't been using a ton of products lately just to kind of give my skin a breather. But I was like, I'll try this out. And it was really nice. And so I've been doing that. Although I will say last night I had one of those moments where I was like, I'm not washing my face. I don't have to do anything. I don't want to. But
what did we call that? Obliger rebellion?
Yeah, that's what I had a little bit of a rebellion last night. But I have been washing my face every night just to kind of like maintain a routine when everything feels so rudderless and routineless.
Yes.
And you know, they are, Inky List, I believe, is sponsoring some episodes of this podcast.
I think later in the year.
Yeah, but this is not an ad. This was just like, I've been trying out their products. My husband's been using some of their products, and I was like really kind of blown away by this hyaluronic acid. So that was exciting for me just to be in this time of self-quarantine and still be like, ooh, my skin. You know, it was like nice just to think about my skin and not think about everything else. So that was a little product shout out there for you, friends.
I'm happy for you. I also have a couple of product shout outs.
Get in there.
So, okay. First of all, I feel like I have kind of unfairly maligned pimple patches in the past.
Oh, are you coming around?
I may be coming around. I think I was like, they don't work. What's everyone talking about? The only thing that they do, which is a benefit, is they help me not pick my face. So if I have the pimple patch on, I'm not, you know, picking at a pimple. So in that sense, they help. But I was like, they don't do anything else. But I am here to say that they might actually do something.
what had happened to, like, what?
So what, here's what happened. Here? Okay. Remember how I said I had my period last week?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Okay. Just want to establish that. So in the days leading up to my period, I was getting a lot of hormonal acne, including a very painful under the skin zit on the edge of my nose, like right where the nostril hits the upper lip, if you will.
Wait, can I just tell you, I have one of those right now too, and it is so painful.
It's the worst.
The nostril edge zit.
Oh, the nostril edge zit. Come on, face. Why are you doing this to me? So, of course, I tried popping it, but it wasn't even close to being ready to be popped. And I was, even for me, I was like, this is too much. So I wore a pimple patch overnight, and then I wore it during the day twice, and then I wore it overnight for another night. And, you know, it definitely did something. What I was really hoping for is that it was going to draw the pimple out enough so that I could pop it and get that satisfaction. Because, you know, I crave that pimple popping satisfaction.
I know you do.
But it did do the second best thing, which was it kind of just like made it go down and become less red. So, wow. Look.
What brand of pimple patch were you using?
COSRX, the OG. Mm-hmm. And, okay. You know, when I would peel off the pimple patch, there would be like a little speck of, I don't know, pus, pimple, something on the pimple patch. So it seemed like maybe it was like drawing something out.
This is a big turnaround for you.
Too much detail.
Frankly, not enough. Not enough detail. You really want to know.
You know what I was thinking? I was thinking maybe they really work the best on those under the skin pimples. Mm. Like, I feel like if you have a whitehead, maybe, like, what are they going to do? But maybe they're able to, like, work something if you have them under the skin.
Look, whatever it takes, honestly.
I know.
Can I just say,
like, I owe an apology. I owe an apology to pimple patches.
To all pimple patches?
To all pimple patches. I'm sorry.
I also have to say, like, I kind of like that the pimple patch didn't do what you wanted it to do, which was like create a pimple for you to pop. Like, it actually did what I think is better. Like, it outsmarted
Totally. It did. It did. Also, like, Matt didn't notice for a really long time that I was wearing it.
They are incredibly. Like, they really are very transparent. I mean, they're barely there.
Well, and for a while I was also wearing one on my chin on a zit that I had popped that I just needed to, like, not touch, and he didn't even notice that for a while, and I was like, what is happening? It's very weird.
I mean,
So that happened. And then I was running out of sunscreen and I was completely out of micellar water. Micellar. How did we decide?
We'll never know. I don't remember.
I don't either. So I placed an online order with a shop called, and I have no idea if this is how you pronounce it, 0035mm. It's just two small letter O's, 35 and then MM. And it's a small store in Chinatown in New York City, and they have an online store. And I'd ordered from them before, but a listener reminded me of them when we asked for small businesses to support on Here For You. And, you know, the shop is obviously closed, but they're still selling stuff online, and they carry a ton of Japanese and Korean skincare and makeup products, and then a few other like select lines. So I haven't gotten my stuff yet, but I ordered more pimple patches. I ordered the regular, and then they also carried some super thin ones that you can apparently wear under makeup.
Look at you. In just one episode, you've completely completely changed.
I'm just going to wear them now, whether or not I have a pimple.
Oh my gosh, I love this so much. Okay.
I got 3 tubes of my Biore sunscreen.
Oh, I wow, you went some, for it. Okay.
I did. Well, it goes quickly. And I got a bottle of the Bioderma Micellaire water. Shout out to you.
Well, this is just making my day. I feel like my mood has shifted.
Oh, good. And then they also carry my fave brand, Timeless, aka the maker classic of my CoQ10 serum. So I have to say, it made me feel like this brand is very legit because this store was carrying it, because I feel like this store is very well curated. And they had a bunch of stuff from their line. So I ordered their 100% pure hyaluronic acid serum. And I know you just were aboard. Talking about, I know, a straight up hyaluronic acid serum. So I will try the Timeless one and I will report back.
Oh, look at this. We are really having a skincare day.
We really are. So that's,
I might have to go. You know, I'm going to be here. I'm typing that address into my browser the second we are done recording and buying. So I don't want to use shopping as a means of self-soothing right now, but also I'm a little curious. I want to just peek around.
You know, I think you'll like it. I really do. Oh,
you think? Yeah, 100%. That all sounds great.
What else is happening with you?
Well, two things kind of right now that I'm just kind of sitting with. One, I have really struggled to read. I'm really having a hard time. I finished a book I really enjoyed called Bringing Down the Duke, and I keep picking up new books, and I just, my brain can't like latch on. You know what I mean? And I don't think it's the books. Yep, I think it's just the way my brain is just kind of not in the space where I can read. So if you've listened to this podcast for a while, you know that I went bonkers devouring all of Sarah J. Maas's books. And she has a new book out called Crescent City. So I dropped everything and I got it, but I like can't get into it. And I do think I have been able to listen to audiobooks when I've gone on walks or have been like doing dishes and stuff. And I think that might be a little bit easier for me to handle right now. So audiobooks are working, but like actual hard copies of books, I just for some reason can't do right now, which is sad. That's like, books are my like favorite escape. So,
you know, Kate, I also have been feeling this, and I feel like I've been seeing this sentiment a lot online. People being like, I cannot focus on a book. But that is a good reminder for me to plug our partnership with Libro.fm, which I think is such a cool company.
I'm so excited about this.
They make it possible for you to buy audiobooks through your local bookstore, which is so cool.
Always important, and especially right now, is so vital.
Yeah. And so every time a purchase is made or you are charged for a monthly membership, your local bookstore receives half the Libro profits. And you can just, they have like a thing where you can just choose the bookstore you want to buy the stuff from. And so we have this deal with them where if you use the code Forever35 or you visit libro.fm/redeem/Forever35, which we will put in the show notes, you can get 3 audiobooks for the price of one. So you start a monthly membership, you pay $14.99 for 3 audiobook credits. They don't expire. It's very cool. So if you're hopping on that audiobook train, I highly recommend Libro.fm.
Choo-choo, Dory. I am hopping on that train. I want to give a shout out to the audiobook that I've been listening to is The Bookshop on the Corner.
Okay.
If anyone needs, just a cozy book about cozy book spaces.
Maybe I'll give it a shot.
It's very, and it's very snuggly. I'm really enjoying it.
Oh, good. I love a snuggly book.
The other thing that has kind of helped me is that I finally set up a home office so I can work and podcast. And that has been very nice to have an actual like spot for my computer to live that feels like my little, my own little space.
Good. Because you and your husband usually share an office, right?
We do. We have like a big work table that in our garage where we both kind of sit and work. But because he has to be online all day on a Zoom, I needed another place to go. Now, hold on one second. I'm going to pause because I've got a 7-year-old friend here who needs help on an iPad. Hold on one second. So anyway, Dory, I was able to set up a little corner in my bedroom that is now my home also my home office. And it just feels really nice.
Oh, that's so nice. What had been in that corner?
A pile of dirty clothes, books. Oh, okay. It was
so it was like fully unused corner.
Totally unused. I mean, but I was using it to dump things. sure. I mean, it's literally just like a little slice of wall. And I have a little tiny desk and a lamp and my computer is here and my recorder. And I also, I think I've mentioned before, I'm sitting on a pretty dinky plastic chair that we had in our garage. So I've added my butt pillow to it. And many people were questioning what the butt pillow was when I posted a photo on Instagram. So I'm going to try to find something. I've had it for years, but I do think right now as we are working from home, butt pillows are a very crucial part of butt care and self-care. So I will try to find a link to something similar, or if I can find the exact thing, I will. But get yourself a butt pillow, everybody.
Listen, the people need to know what Kate Spencer's butt pillow is.
It's, you know, it's like almost memory foam. And I have to say, I squish it pretty flat. Like I might need to figure out another, like adding another cushion underneath. But I just think it is so important to have something to sit on, especially if you've got lower back pain or tight hamstrings or what.
You know, you're making me think, I mean, I should obviously get a butt pillow, but you're making me think I should get my husband a butt pillow.
Does he have lower back pain?
He does have lower back pain.
Yes, definitely. Especially like I have been to your house, so I know he has some pretty good ergonomic chairs. But like right now I am sitting in, you know, like a $10 plastic IKEA chair that has, I love IKEA, but it does not have any support. So, you know, and I know as people work from home, we're all in kind of different situations. So yes, especially if there's no ergonomic stuff, but a butt pillow, even for the most ergonomic chair, it's only going to make it more comfortable.
You have sold me.
I'll send you I'll find on my list of things to do today. I'm going to add, figure out what butt pillow this is.
I can't wait.
To include in the podcast show notes and also send to Dory to get for Matt. Done and done.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, Dory.
Yes.
Should we take a quick pause?
Let's do that, because then when we come back, we are talking to the very cool AG of the Mueller She Wrote podcast.
And I do want to mention before we get to the interview that we do discuss sexual assault on a couple of occasions in our conversation with AG. So if that's not something you want to listen to, you can skip ahead about 20, 25 minutes to get to the intentions.
All right. We will be right back.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I think it's safe to say that we have suffered through bras
We've been uncomfortable in them. We've devoted whole episodes to finding good ones. But I'm here to say enough is enough. Enough. Enough.
I've drawn the line. Dory, have I ever told you what I did in college when I needed a bra to wear with a fancy dress?
What?
I cut the top of pantyhose and then I duct taped that to my chest.
Oh. Sounds uncomfortable.
Because I didn't have honey love when I was in college.
No. Well, we are here to say no more being uncomfortable. With Honey Love's bras, you will wonder why it took so long to make something so comfortable and so supportive. There's no underwire, but through some kind of wonderful magic, they managed to not sacrifice lift. All while making it in a fabric that's so comfortable, you barely know it's there. Especially the crossover bra. I wear one of these almost every day. I'm wearing one right now because it's so comfortable and it easily fits into my life. But if you like a breathable and versatile legging, Honeylove has you covered on that front too. Plus, they have tanks, shapewear, and their V-bra that has molded cups still without the underwire to keep you from getting that dreaded uniboob effect other more relaxed bras tend to give you. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/forever. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/forever. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support our show and tell them we send you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there. The overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click get started. And then use our code forever35 at sign up and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode. Our guest today is AG, a veteran PhD and federal government executive. AG started the Webby Award-winning Mueller She Wrote podcast in November 2017 with two other women to unravel the Trump-Russia investigation. And she has remained semi-anonymous, only going by her initials in order to not violate the Hatch Act. Now, the all-female hosting team remains committed to reporting Trump facts to viewers every week with the perfect amount of snark and hilarity while still remaining educational, informational, and fact-based to the core. And most recently, AG also began a new daily news podcast, The Daily Beans, to keep up the increased demand by fans for her particular voice in the news space. AG, welcome to Forever 35.
Oh my gosh, thank you. I don't know if I can live up to that intro. That was amazing.
No pressure, but we expect you to, so...
We have been fans of yours for a long time. I am a big Mueller She Wrote fan, but I was an early-ish fan.
You were an early adopter, yes.
Yeah.
We were both following along early on.
Yeah. So thank you for everything you do. We appreciate you.
You're welcome. There was a definite need for all the Mueller news in one place. And so I think we just filled that gap.
Yeah, for sure. And also, like, in a way that was accessible, quite honestly. A lot of stuff just was so dry, and you three made it, I don't know about, well fun. Yes. Yes, fun. I'm going to say it.
And funny.
Yes. So thank you.
No problem.
Just the title of a podcast referencing Murder, She Wrote. That's I'm on board, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Could we start by discussing your kind of story and past, your experience in the military and transitioning to your role in government?
Yeah, sure. We can jump right in with that. I had a mixed experience in the military. I was in the Navy in the 90s. And when I was there, I was one of the first women allowed back into the nuclear program. They allowed women into the nuclear program for 1 year in 1979. And then they closed it down to women. And no one's really sure why they shut it back down, but they opened it back up in 1994. And I signed up. And when I got there, it was me and three other women and like 600 dudes. And they weren't happy about women coming on into their space. We can just say that. So there were a lot of weird rules, and all that, like everyone had to go through this sensitivity training, which everybody hated that they had to go through. And so it was sort of, we were already sort of set up to be disliked. But while I was there, I experienced military sexual trauma. I was raped by a fellow member of the military on base, and was encouraged not to report it by the authorities there. I was threatened with being kicked out of school. I was told that I would be charged with adultery because my rapist was married. And so I kept it quiet and eventually got out of the military. And after several years, I started experiencing symptoms of PTSD, panic attacks, generalized anxiety and depression. And I didn't know what was going on until one day I had this massive panic attack and I thought I was having a heart attack. And I was 32 years old. So here's this healthy 32-year-old woman driving herself to the VA, getting up to the window and saying, "Help me, I'm having a heart attack." And everyone sort of looking at me like, "No, you're not." And eventually was diagnosed with panic attacks and then PTS. And I ended up being in a film by Amy Gearing called The Invisible War. I was nominated for an Oscar in 2012. It was about military sexual trauma. And it was because of that movie. That movie drew attention to my story, and I was able to get the disability compensation that I had been previously denied by the VA. And so I've had a lot of guilt about that, because there's a lot of women and men and others who have gone through this that didn't have the benefit of being in a film to get the care that they needed. So I went to work for the VA to try to change that. And that's where I had worked for 11 years up until, 8 days ago.
Why do you feel like podcasting is such a vital platform for kind of exploring today's political news, the different crises and events going on? What has been your experience with podcasting in that form?
Well, like what happened with the music industry, right? The only way that if you were a musician, you could get your music out there was by knowing somebody at a record label who would sign you and you would be part of a contract. And it was just a very hard industry to break into until the internet and YouTube and everything sort of came to fruition. I view podcasting the same way. Anyone with a voice and an idea can, podcasting is just so accessible. And it's easy to start and it's low overhead, and you don't have to be a famous journalist, you know, to get into it. And so I saw an opportunity. I was watching a documentary on Watergate and had thought to myself, you know, they're going to do one of these on Mueller in like 20 years, and I want to be a part of that. How do I get in? How do I get in? And podcasting was the accessible way to do that. And it's just, it's been brilliant. I love it. I love it as a medium. I love it as an art form. And I love that anyone can do it.
You know, it is unusual to hear particularly political podcasts with all female voices. So we're kind of curious, like, what your experience has been creating a woman-owned and run podcast business, and if you have any thoughts about getting more women into the podcast space in general.
Ah, yes. From the fan and listenership perspective, it's been amazing. The support for an all-female podcast is just considerably overwhelming compared to the voices, you know, the naysayers who, you know, who are like, oh, women shouldn't say the F word, and you guys giggle like schoolgirls. And I'm like, you know, women laugh. It's how we laugh. If you don't like the way it sounds, that's on you, bro. But I think I feel it's been very positive. Now, behind the scenes, it's been very different because it's been a male-dominated network thing. Networks, agents, managers have been men for the most part. And so it was difficult to be taken seriously at first. And fortunately, the numbers followed. Right. We got popular. People were listening. Women were listening because women, I think, have been left out of this space for so long. So that, you know.
Yeah.
And women were listening. And then, of course, when the numbers happened, then they came back to us like, hey, and we're thinking about, hey, maybe now. And I'm like, yeah, OK, now that there's money in it for you and you want to split, you want me to split the revenue with you for what? So that you can. What? Like there wasn't an offer, you know? And so, mm-hmm. So we just kept it, independent. And I think that there's just so many women out there who are hungry for content, particularly politics, as you all know, and they need to be serviced. They need to have what they, you know, what they want to listen to. They're out there.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we had a very similar experience. So it's like strangely reassuring to hear you say that, but also kind of depressing, obviously.
Yeah, both.
Yeah, well, guess what? We win. So.
Yeah. Yay. Yeah.
That's right.
Every time I get a comment on social media or Twitter or the email, like, oh, you know, your podcast, women. Oh, what do women know? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, yeah. How's your podcast going? So.
Totally.
I want to ask you, and this might be a very convoluted question, but so bear with me. But, you know, on Forever 35, we talk about what self-care looks like for people. And this is kind of twofold. I'm curious as to your thoughts about what role your podcast and also news and political shows play in people's self-care. And also if absorbing and parsing and delivering news is part of how you take care of yourself on a daily basis.
It's hard to absorb all the news we've been absorbing since 2016 and call it self-care. But I am, here's where my, first of all, for the people who are listening, the role that the news plays in self-care, I think it can be pretty damaging. And I wanted to take it and make it palatable and make it funny and make it, and I'm not the first. I mean, John Oliver, John Stewart, you know, I'm not by any means a pioneer here, but people need the news and they need facts, but do they need to be inundated with it the way they have these screaming talking heads on cable news channels and, you know, mixed with weird opinions that make no sense when they're not differentiating between fact and opinion? But for me, I think the fact that I'm exposed to news, and by the way, don't check your screen time stuff on your, if you have an iPhone, it'll tell you how much screen time you spend on the screen. Ignore that right now because
because, yeah. Yep. Mine's gone up a lot during the time of coronavirus, for sure.
I know. But, you know, we all need the facts and we all need the information, but it is very, it can erode your mental health pretty quickly. But so for me, I'm really, really good because of, and honestly, I'm going to say because of my military sexual trauma because I was raped, I'm very good at dissociating. And so I can steep myself in this news 24/7, consolidate it, make it funny, and bring it to you without having too much damage done to my mental health. But where I get my self-care from is the fact that I'm helping others get their news without having to be inundated with the anxiety that comes along with it. That's where my self-care comes from.
That makes sense. But it is hard. I mean, I find that I had to I already sleep with my phone outside of my bedroom, but I had to start leaving my iPad outside of my bedroom because it's all so tempting. It's all right there. And even though I know it's bad for me, it's still, I can't stop.
Do you have thoughts on how people can remain politically engaged while we're also quarantined or isolated or practicing social distancing?
Yeah, I mean, the two top things we can do, right, is vote. And we already did here in California. We're already trying to figure out how to do that in November. And there's many states who are, postponing their primary contests to see how they're going to do that between now and then. So voting, we have to figure out how to vote remotely. And the second thing is phone calls and letters. Those are the top two things that you can do. The thing that's being taken away now is door knocking. But I think that the overwhelming support for Joe Biden in states where he had no ground game, I don't know that door knocking for Joe Biden, who is the presumptive Democratic nominee, would make a difference. So I think you can actually probably leave that one out of the equation for now.
That's reassuring that you can still be we forget that we can still be remotely active.
Yeah. Yeah. Right now, everybody I know is making masks and trying to help out with this pandemic. I think everyone's sort of on pause with the election right now. And it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out.
What makes you hopeful? It feels like it's an incredibly dark and challenging time. And I'm curious, where do you find sparks of hope, whether it's in politics or outside of it?
Well, every day on our new show, The Daily Beans, we do a good news segment from our listeners. And this stems from the old Mr. Rogers adage, look for the helpers. And the community of listeners that we have, I had no idea there were so many tens of thousands of engaged, caring people who want nothing more than to help every single American and every single person. And American or not, just everybody. And that's where I find hope in the incredible acts of kindness and bravery and service that comes from this group of just motivated, caring, compassionate individuals. And I see it every day. And we put it at the end of our show, the good news segment. People are like, oh, in my town, they're putting up teddy bears in windows and kids go on bear hunts for scavenger points. Or here's what we're doing in my neighborhood to help our mental health and our self care. Or people making masks or donating their time or working at a food bank or whatever it is, that's what brings me hope and I hope I really hope that when this is all over, that spirit continues, that we don't squander it. I'm reminded of the movie Christmas Eve on Sesame Street. There's a song called Keep Christmas With You All Through the Year. Like, don't act like an asshole, except, in December when you're nice. Like, be nice all year. And yeah. And I'm hoping that after this, we all emerge, even though we've been apart, we emerge more together than we have been.
I hope so too. AG, you all have the Mueller She Wrote podcast, you have the Daily Beans podcast, you have a super active Patreon where you post a ton. Is there anything else that the Mueller She Wrote team has on deck that we should know about?
I think as soon as this is all over, the Daily Beans is going to pick up and go back on tour. We toured last year. I think we hit 12 cities in 12 months. And that was probably the most fantastic time of my entire life, meeting all those amazing people and getting to speak and hang out with all those just fully engaged, active, compassionate people. And so that is on deck. I'm working on a book. That's just for me. That could take years. So don't, my dissertation took me 3 years for 200 pages. And now I write 1500 pages a month. I'm like, what was I doing?
Wow.
But, that and the Daily Beans, just, you know, that's our new thing. We're putting a lot into it. We're getting a lot of great interviews on there. We had Kai Rizdahl on Monday. What an amazing person he is. So that's what we're doing.
Can I ask you a quick question? This actually kind of jumps around a bit, but I would love to know your thoughts on what people could do to support a loved one who is experiencing PTSD, because I think we hear about it, it's in the news, but if it's not something you've experienced either as a person yourself going through it or someone who knows someone going through it, it's oftentimes, I feel like there's not a lot of understanding around what we can do as a support system for someone. Do you have thoughts on that?
Well, when you're speaking, honestly, if you're talking to somebody with PTSD, the best thing you can do is listen. I think the worst thing you can do is try to fix it. It's hard. If I knew how to communicate what kind of support I need as someone with PTSD, I probably wouldn't be divorced twice.
No, it's great. Well, and that's also a lot of I realize in my asking of the question, that's a lot to put on someone with PTSD to be able to then voice their needs or their support, right? That's an enormous ask.
Yeah, I gotta say, just the listening and understanding, maybe read up on what it is and what the symptoms are and how they manifest. They should have, like, you know how they have an Al-Anon for people in AA, like if you're a family member of an alcoholic, they should have an Al-Anon for PTSD where people go through what the kind of cognitive behavioral therapy as somebody with PTSD goes through so that they could understand, like, how irrational thoughts happen, how people spin out and snowball and they can't shut their brains off, and what a panic attack is. And I wish they had that. Maybe if somebody, that would be a great thing. Somebody could start Al-Anon for PTSD.
That's such a good idea.
I would support the hell out of that.
Well, AG, it has been such a pleasure talking to you. I wish we could talk to you like all day. where can our listeners find you?
Yeah,
if they want to listen to you or learn more about you.
You can head to MullerSheWrote.com. We've got everything you need to know for both podcasts at MullerSheWrote.com. And you can follow us on Twitter at Daily Beans Pod for the daily and at MullerSheWrote. Right now, we're having a contest. If you follow us at Daily Beans Pod, one random lucky follower, we're going to just draw out of a hat once we hit 20,000, and we're very close. And me and the network CEO of Starburns, you know, the Rick and Morty folks, we're going to fly out and have cocktails and dinner with you and a bunch of your friends. And we'll pick up the tab. So that's fun. Last year we gave away a PlayStation 4, that was really just trying to get people to follow us early on. Anyway, I love you guys. Thank you so much for having me on. I think that what you're doing is really important.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
It shouldn't be so hard or expensive to find furniture that exudes elegance, sophistication, and a touch of luxury. And we're happy to say that today's sponsor, Article, makes getting quality furniture as easy as checking the pieces out online. Thanks to their online-only model, they have some really great manageable prices. Article believes in delightful design for every home, so you can get to creating a space that truly reflects your personal style. I now have a space that is quite outfitted in Article, and I have to tell you how not just like seamless, but truly enjoyable the ordering and shipping process was. It was extremely fast. It's affordable, very convenient because I got to pick the delivery time, and they sent me updates every step of the way. It was like they knew that I was an obsessive checker on shipping. And they were like, we see you, we honor you, and we're going to support that journey for you. As Dory knows, I have a beautiful bench from Article right when you enter my home. I have some gorgeous planters. And then my favorite, my kind of like surprise favorite piece from Article are the blankets I have gotten for my sofa that my family all hogs. Including my dogs. My dogs love these blankets so they're like throws on our couch. The dogs try to monopolize them.
Dogs are such blanket hogs.
They know a soft blanket when they see one, I gotta say. So their endorsement, honestly, their endorsement says more than mine ever could. That's how soft these blankets are. Article has all kind of curated furniture from mid-century modern or coastal to industrial, Scandi, boho. So no matter what style you're leaning toward, they have got something for you. I mean, you could really do like every room in your house in a different kind of style if you wanted to. And with Article's team of designers, no matter what piece or how many, you're sure to find the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. Article is offering Forever 35 listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim it, visit article.com/forever, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/forever for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
So, Kate, let's get into the intention zone.
You know, now every time we get here, I do think of highway. I think of highway to the intention zone. Yeah, but I think intention zone.
Oh, but you know, someone should write that song. Highway to the intention zone.
Yeah. Someone meaning us, two songwriters.
Yes. Two well-known songwriters. Kate, last week you were going to attempt one pre-made meal. How did that go?
Okay, so I'd mixed results here, Dory. I'm going to dig in. Number one, I have discovered that my Instant Pot is broken. So It crock pots still, but it doesn't pressurize. So I need to kind of figure out what's going on there. But
do you think you might? Now, I'm no Instant Pot doctor, but I'm going to do an armchair diagnosis. Have you thought about getting a new like rubber ring?
I suspect that might be it. So I need
feel
to
like
do
you
the...
might not have a tight enough seal.
Yes, I think that's it actually. But I don't right now I'm not really sure, you know, I might have to put that on hold while everything is a little crazy. So I might not be able to do any pressure cook Instant Pot meals. But I did succeed. I had roasted a chicken, which was fantastic. And then from the leftovers of that, I made chicken enchiladas. And there was enough of that to make two batches of the chicken enchiladas. So I had a tin foil like lasagna pan. So I made one batch to freeze to eat later. And I made the other batch for dinner that night.
Oh, amazing.
So that felt like I was doing myself a real service and my family of just like, oh, hey, we've got this frozen meal waiting for us. So that felt pretty good. So I feel like I kind of nailed it there, but I'm still going to work on it because I would like to figure out stuff to freeze to then make in the crock.
Kate, I'm going to say you nailed it.
Okay, thanks. All right.
Okay.
I'll give myself an A.
What's going on this week?
Okay, so this week I want to do something that brings joy to my community.
Okay.
Now, I did hang up lights outside of my house. I'm hopeful that that brings joy.
I am going to do some avocado delivery because we have an avocado tree and we just grabbed a bunch of avocados. So we were going to, my plan is to take some walks to some friends' homes in the neighborhood and drop off some avocados. And then I just want to think of something a little bit like do, you know, right now it's pouring rain. So our chalk messaging situation is not going to be effective.
Yes.
So I'm trying to figure out what is maybe a small thing I could do just to kind of uplift spirits of anybody kind of just passing by my home or walking through the neighborhood.
That's so nice.
I have to, you know, I've noticed other people doing things that have really brought me joy. So I'm going to try to emulate that. Maybe a window sign. We'll see.
I was going to say maybe a window sign.
We have some rainbows that we've hung up, but I might do something in the window.
Okay.
How about you? Your intention last week was to tidy up every night.
Okay.
Oh boy.
So I don't even know how to say this. This has worked way beyond even my wildest dreams.
What? Like,
yes.
This is probably the greatest endorsement I've ever heard of one of your intentions ever.
Yeah, because honestly, I think it's improved my marriage. It's been like truly life changing in a week.
Dory, how has it improved your marriage?
I feel like I can't even, I'm not even overstating it. It's crazy. Okay, so here's what happened. I don't remember exactly what I said last week. I think I just said I was going to tidy up every night, but I didn't go into the logistics of it. Did I? I don't think I did.
Yes. I thought you did. Okay, go on.
Did I say that we were going to do it at the same time every night?
I felt like you had said you wanted to have a consistent nighttime routine at like 9 o'clock where you went around for 15 minutes and did all the stuff.
Yes. Great. Okay. So I did say that. So I pitched this to Matt. I said, what if at every night at 9 o'clock, we just cleaned up for 15 minutes? And he was immediately on board. He was like, yes, let's do that. So we did. We tell Alexa to set a timer for 15 minutes at 9 o'clock on the dot. He comes into the house. Like if he's been in the back working on a guitar or something, like he comes into the house and we just clean up mostly the kitchen and the living room and like the front, the foyer. The entryway. We don't really have a foyer. But it has just changed. Like it's been such an amazing change. Our house feels clean. Our house feels livable. It doesn't feel dirty and overwhelming. Like I would not be embarrassed to have someone come over now. It's something that we do together. It's like teamwork and we're doing it for the good of both of us. He said to me like 3 days in, he was like, hey, that was a really good idea to do the cleanup every night. How'd you think of that? And Matt is like not a huge compliment giver. So this was like very big for me and of him for him to say this. And I was like, well, it's kind of like a known thing that like you should tidy up every night. We just have been slobs and never done it. And he was like, well, I mean like the timer. And I was like, well, I just thought like that would give us incentive to like move quickly and get as much done. Like it's kind of like a game. Like we kind of see how much we can get done in 15 minutes. And he was like, oh, well, you know, it's really working. Like I feel like our house is like, it looks great. And I was like, yeah, it does. You're right. So, I don't know, guys. Like,
wow.
Try cleaning up every night at 9 o'clock. I don't know.
Your marriage will improve and your house will be clean. Quick question.
Yes.
Okay. So, in those 15 minutes, what are you doing?
Okay. So, the way it is generally broken down, although there have been some variations, is I generally tackle the dishes and the kitchen area. Like, I'll
empty the dishwasher or I'll put stuff in the dishwasher. I'll hand wash like whatever needs to be hand washed. I'll wipe off the counters, kind of handle that while Matt is like tidying up the living room, dining room area. Then I started dealing with our entryway because our entryway has just been a disaster. So like one night after I finished the dishes, I went and started tackling the entryway. And then I was able to finish the entryway like the next day. And then I was like, oh, we need like two letter trays for both of our mail. So like now I have an idea of how I want it to be like perfectly organized. And last night, Matt like took his clothes out of the dryer and folded them and put them away, which sounds like a small thing, but he has tended to just like leave his clothes in the dryer for days. So that was like, oh, I swept last night. I swept the kitchen floor and that was like, oh, the floor is really dirty. I was like, yeah, like we have a dog and like we cook a lot now, like things get dirty. I dealt with a couple piles. We clear off the dining room table. I wipe it down.
You get a lot done in these 15 minutes.
You can get a lot done in 15 minutes, especially if there's two of you like scurrying around.
Yeah, like little mice.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I'm so happy for you.
Thank you so much.
It's such an amazing feeling when one of these intentions actually like has a really high success rate.
Yeah. I mean, this like I would say I knocked this one out of the park.
Congratulations, Dory.
Thank you so much. I really feel like without this podcast, I never would have done it because I just wouldn't have done it. As we didn't do it for 5 years or 6 years, however long we've been living together.
Look, it's not a matter of when, it's just a matter of if. That makes no sense, but you know what I'm saying. It's just gotta happen at some point.
I do. And you know, for two people for whom this stuff does not come naturally, I think it's just been really helpful to have this set time. You know, Matt thrives on structure. I like structure, but now especially I crave structure. So knowing that we do this every night just like helps me organize my brain around like how my nights are going to go.
That's fantastic.
I don't know. It's been amazing.
That's so great. I love it.
Thank you so much.
I wish I could see your house, but I'll just have to take your word for it.
I'll take a picture and I'll send it to you.
Okay. What do you have on deck then for this week?
Okay. So this is a very like concrete task. This is not a sort of like bring joy to my community sort of task. This is just like a thing that I'm putting here because I've been meaning to do it and I just haven't gotten it done. Kind of like cleaning my house. So every day on Instagram, I post a video of Henry in my stories and I hashtag it Daily Henry because it feels good to be, I am bringing joy to my Instagram community, which a lot of people have articulated, which is really, really nice. But I get so many questions every day about his toys, his clothes, his books, his playroom, his food, like anything that is in the video, I get a question about, even
like
though
he's an influencer is what I'm hearing.
He's basically a baby influencer. I put everything in my highlights. I've like explained everything, but people still ask. So what I want to do is I want to put together like a comprehensive list of all my Henry stuff. So I can just be like, here you go. Here's the link to everything instead of like constantly, you know,
right. Rattling off the answer,
which is, you know, not an actual problem in the pantheon of problems in the world. But I think it would be helpful for people also because they have a lot of questions.
I think it's a great idea.
Thank you so much. So I'm going to get to work on that.
Okay. Give us that Daily Henry list.
I'll give you the Daily Henry list, the Daily Henry digest.
I would like that because I would like to buy some stuff for my
new nephew. My cousin just had a baby, so this will be helpful.
Well, and actually, you just asked me this morning for the recipe for something that I had posted. So you are one of those people.
Yes, I know. But the sad thing is, I asked for the recipe for myself, not to feed a baby. You posted like a baby food recipe, and I was like, that looks good for me.
Okay, it's from the America's Test Kitchen Baby and Toddler Cookbook, which has a whole chapter on family meals.
Yes, and that's what this is from.
And it's not from the like puree chapter.
Love it. Just eating like mushed peas.
Yeah. Which would be fine. But it's not from that chapter. It would be fine
/ it's been done. Yeah. No, you sent me this delicious beef stew that looks so good that I'm very excited to make. So thank you for that. Please put that in this digest.
Oh, I will. I definitely will. All right. Well, I've been babbling about myself for quite some time, which means it's time to go.
You know what? Doing this episode has lifted my mood. So thank you for babbling.
I'm so glad to hear that. Well, Forever 35 is hosted and produced by me, Doris Freer, and Kate Spencer, and produced and edited by Sammy Junio, and Sam Reed is our project manager. And we will talk to you all very soon. Bye.
Bye.